Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite MLB team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite MLB team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I don't care how you're listening, on the free Odyssey app, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, on a smart speaker, on Sirius XM channel 158. I'm happy that you're here. So whether you're listening on The Fan, The Ticket, The Game, The Hub, whatever the hell it is, I'm happy that you're here. It's CBS Sports Radio. And the number here is 855-212-4CBS. You can also holler at me. I'm at JR Sport Brief. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. And it has been oh so busy of a night, oh so busy of a day. Aaron Judge hits home run number 62, more home runs than anyone ever in American League history. The Atlanta Braves, they officially clinched the National League East over the New York Mets. Tom Brady, not in the news for positive reasons, has been reported that both he and his wife, Gisele Bündchen, supermodel, have both looked to hire divorce attorneys. Not too nice, right? And Matthew Stafford, he talked to the media after getting beat up last night. Bobby Wagner was out there beating up a fan. NBA executives have already started to put in their preseason predictions. They believe that Luka Doncic will win the MVP. We gave you an update on Dak Prescott. We have done a lot. And let me tell you something. Time flies when you're having fun. I have fun. I'm only going to be here for one more hour. And I'm getting the hell up on out of here. They're going to tell me to shut up. I'm going to turn my microphone off and I have to exit the studio. And so I'm going to take your calls. We're going to talk about Luka. You're going to hear about Aaron Judge. I know people will ask me about Kirk Cousins. We talked about Kirk Cousins. We talked about Justin Fields. We'll talk about it all. It's what I do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Now, before I move on, the New York Yankees, they were able to play a baseball game this evening, and they lost in Texas to the Rangers. The final score, 3-2. One more game left in the regular season. And Aaron Judge, he was basically going to be down to one more game to hit his final home run or his 62nd, but he did it tonight. He didn't waste any time. He tied Roger Maris for most home runs in the American League with 61 last Tuesday, and it took him a week. Tonight, he hit number 62. This is the call, courtesy of the Yankees Radio Network. Here's John Sterling.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record. Aaron Judge hits his 62nd. All the Yankees out of the dugout to greet him. Just think of it. Three Yankee right fielders. The Babe hitting 60 and 27. The Jolly Roger hitting 61 and 61. And now Aaron Judge hits his 62nd home run, the most home runs any American leaguer has hit in a single season. And the American League has been alive for 120 years. This is Judgment Day. Case closed.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. After the game, Aaron Judge, he spoke to the media, and he said, listen, I've enjoyed this.
It's been a fun ride so far. You know, getting a chance to do this with the team we got, the guys surrounding me, you know, the constant support, you know, from my family who's been with me there, you know, through this whole thing, it's been a great honor.
Yeah, it's fun. You know, I opened up the show, you know, this happened not too long after I came on air, and I shared with you all, hey, I'm loving this. For me personally, it's a matter of personal choice. And this is a fact. We know Barry Bonds is a record holder. Man, that's going to be beaten into the ground for the next eternity. Yes, I'm exaggerating. But the fact is, we know his ass was cheating. Mark McGwire was out there cheating. And Sammy Sosa was out there cheating. And we don't have any type of inclination that Aaron Judge has done so. And so I enjoy this. I'm thrilled. I'm happy. And I consider him to be the home run king. And Roger Maris, he basically doubled down on what he said last week. Roger Maris Jr. went on Twitter and said, it's nice to have a clean home run king. And I'm like, damn, tell us how you really feel. 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot to get into this hour. We'll talk about Luka. We'll talk more football. And I'm sure Tom Brady will come up. People always mention wild things. Let's go ahead and hit the phones right now. But Lou's calling from Rochester. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, I enjoy your show. You and Chep are really cerebral and extremely informative. Just do
it. Don't
thing.
Be fooled. Go ahead.
No, I'm not. I know. So this Tua thing is really bothering me from a conscious standpoint. And I took your bait earlier when you said that maybe the NFL instituted some kind of additional protection rules. And I looked up the story in a Shakespearean way of Humpty Dumpty, and that's a sinister story. And the NFL, why has the NFL now suddenly, like, commandeered or joined the NFLPA in their investigation? Because they can't really fix Tua. They really couldn't care about him at all. And he was playing magnificently. I don't even root for the Dolphins, but I was impressed by him, and he was just laid out to dry, and I'm kind of pissed about it.
Well, don't watch football. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but we have to make these decisions. I sat here on the air a couple of nights ago, maybe last Thursday, Friday, and I said, listen, if I have to watch Tua play football again against the New York Jets, or how about the next time? If Tua Tagovailoa is going to continue to play football in the NFL, which it appears that he will be, thank God, not this Sunday against the Jets, he's going to get sacked. This man is going to be driven into the ground at some point in time. His head is likely to bounce off of the turf. You don't think I'm going to watch and go, well, damn? And the sooner it happens again, the more likely and prone that I am to just go, oh, man, I don't even want to watch this anymore. What time is it? What else is on? And I get it. We all have to make decisions. It's always tough to watch a football game when somebody's on the field for 10 minutes, whether they are knocked out, whether they are motionless, whether they have to bring out an air cast. It's tough to watch. And I think most of us, almost all of us are football fans, are desensitized to that problem and that issue. And I cannot provide any simpler of a suggestion. And I get it. I know people that will not watch football and have not watched football since Colin Kaepernick. And it's justifiable if you don't want to watch, or it's justifiable if you think the NFL is a league that promotes sex abusers. And I mean, people have their reasons and you can't knock them. If the brain injuries and how they treat the players is enough, I can't knock anybody for saying, hey, I'm not rolling with the game anymore. I get it. I really do. We got people that won't let their kids play. I understand. 855-212-4CBS. Alex is calling from West Virginia.
Hey, I got two things. The first one's short and sweet. Keys to a happy marriage. I've been married 22 years. Number one, you have to find somebody who can tolerate your stuff and you can tolerate hers.
Okay.
Number two, communicate and compromise. And number three, they have to be 100% dedicated to making sure you're happy, and you have to be 100% dedicated to making sure they're happy.
Uh-oh. So you calling Tom Brady a failure here on the radio?
No, I'm not calling him a failure. I actually have a lot of sympathy for him because sometimes time goes by and life changes, and, you know, doesn't matter how hard you work or how much effort you put into it, it doesn't work out.
I understand, Alex.
I feel bad for him on that one. Now, my second thing I wanted to talk about was Roger Maris. I 100% agree with him. We have a clean home run king. With that said, what happened now was good for baseball. When the cheaters set their records, unfortunately, at that time, it was good for baseball.
Right.
It brought a lot of attention to the sport. We can't just wipe them clean and throw them away because they did a lot for the sport at the time.
Yeah. No, they're in the record books. I'm not someone who thinks that they should be eradicated and erased from the record books. It's just, hey, you accept and know people for who they are and what they did. And I think most people who look at the record books understand it. It's not, and this is a thing, and thank you, Alex, for calling from West Virginia. This ain't law. This ain't the Holy Bible. I mean, for the life of me, I can't understand why people get so upset just about the records. Who cares? Are you getting a bonus? You going into the Hall of Fame? If anybody should be mad or upset, it's some of the cheaters that aren't in, and it's their damn fault. It's just how it is. Dan is calling from Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hi, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Dan. Go on ahead.
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to make a quick comment, cause I'm almost, and then I'm going to hang up and listen to you. Nobody back then thought these guys were using, and we were all going celebrating. We found out years later. I mean, Roger Maris' son, I think he may say we find out in 5-10 years, judges. I mean, how's he know judge is clean? I mean, I think he's going to sound stupid if in 5-10 years from now we found out Aaron Judge was using. We didn't know any of those guys were using back then. I've been listening to you.
Well, thank you, Dan. Appreciate you for calling from Ohio. I don't know if I necessarily subscribe to that. We don't live in the same world that we do or did 20 years ago. I mean, what was there? America Online? There was the advent. You had to put a disc into a computer to get internet access. It'd make all types of stupid noises as it connected to your house phone. Like, we live in the information age. And so much has changed over the past 20 years when you think about what goes around. You don't think that 20 years ago that this stuff would have been all over the internet, like, in 2 seconds? And when I say the internet, I'm talking about Twitter. I'm talking about apps. And so to think or not suspect, people looked at the physical changes of these guys and went, what the hell did Barry Bonds do? What is he doing? And so there was suspicion there. There wasn't like an, oh, my God, what is he doing from what he accomplished? But I don't know if I'd put it in the same space of, oh, well, here's Aaron Judge. We have no idea. You are correct. We don't know what the hell Aaron Judge is doing. I don't know what he's doing right now besides maybe having a good dinner, maybe having some sleep before the game. He's probably sitting up with his wife or his mom having dinner. I don't know what he's doing. I have no idea. But is it possible that he's cheating? Yes. It's possible that somebody listening to me right now is cheating on their spouse. Like, everything is possible enough. We don't have reason to believe that. Aaron Judge is a giant human being. And so, yeah, if he comes out 5 years from now, then Roger Maris Jr. has to eat his words, and he'll be disappointed. I'll be disappointed. I won't be shocked, not all that much, because anything can happen. But he does not appear to be using anything. He doesn't appear to be getting a leg up. And if he did, he'd be a massive ruse. Wouldn't be the first time we got one of those now, would it? Robert calling from Charlotte. Go ahead, Rob.
What's going on? What's going on, JR?
How are you?
Doing great. Listen, I know what the judge did was great, but man, the Atlanta Braves walked the Mets all the way down. I thought that was really amazing. And I think everybody handed the trophy to the Dodgers at the beginning of the season, but the Braves are saying not so fast. Just one thing I want to say before I go. Now, we talked about Barry Bonds and how he was in his first 3 years and then when he got on steroids. Did anybody ever look at Michael Jordan's body from his first 9 years to his second three-peat?
Oh, my God. What do you – oh, my
Big
God.
Big difference.
Oh, my God, Robert. Wait, hold on a second. No, hold on, Robert. I'm going to let you know. I'm going to put you on hold momentarily, okay. And I'm going to bring you back, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Oh. Hey, Shep, did you just hear what this man said?
He insinuated the fact that Michael Jordan did something that was advantageous to his body in a non-kosher way.
I'm not even going to say that.
Okay.
I'm not even going to go that far. I'm not even going
to
say he insinuated that. He just said, we're talking about Barry Bonds here. Right. Barry Bonds, whose head, his head physically got bigger.
Right.
His feet physically got bigger.
Right.
You could look at him and say, damn it, he looks like two of the guy that I saw 10 years ago. He became a giant. Robert literally just called and said to me, did you see Michael Jordan from his first three-peat to the second one? And he said, that's what he just said, right?
JR, that's what he said. Now, I don't know Robert too well. This is my own guess. Robert is not happy with the management and leadership skills of an owner in Michael Jordan. So like many other people, they're taking their frustration out on Michael Jordan, the player, where it should be directed towards him as an owner.
Wait a minute. So Michael Jordan, this poor guy, his father gets murdered. He disappears from the game.
Yeah.
He comes back, and he's older, by the way. He's in his mid-30s.
Right.
And so now, let me not ask any more questions. He's still on hold, so let me bring Robert back, and I'm going to shut up, and I'm going to allow Robert to really, just lay out his entire thoughts. Prepare yourselves, people. It's Robert from Charlotte. You're back, Robert. Go ahead.
I'm still here, and I'm not saying that he did anything, but what I'm saying is some of a person getting bigger has to do with weight training and maturity, don't you think? Because clearly, I don't think that Michael Jordan did anything illegal. But I live in Charlotte. I saw Michael Jordan a lot when they came to Charlotte because I worked at the Coliseum when he used to come here. And I used to see him in person close and personal.
So
and,
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Jared, can I ask Robert a question?
Wait, no. Sure. Hold on, Shep.
Okay.
Robert, so what you're saying to me is that Barry Bonds, he got bigger because of age and weight training. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, that was part of it.
So the fact that he tested positive for steroids had nothing to do with it. The fact that he had doping calendars had nothing to do with it. The fact that he admitted to rubbing things on his body and then was like, I didn't know it was steroids had nothing to do with it. The fact that he tested positive for a female fertility drug had nothing to do with it. I think most of us know, as just men and women, as you get older, you get heavier. You get bigger. It's
exactly.
Natural. And it's not that Barry Bonds now in his early 40s is just, becoming the Incredible Hulk because he got older. If anything, it's a little bit more difficult to create muscle mass as you become older. You lose it.
This is true. Very true. And like I said, I'm not saying that he did anything. Obviously, he worked really hard.
Work hard. He worked hard in the early part of his career, and at the end, he got jealous and he put stuff in his ass. Shep, go ahead and ask your question.
Robert, the question I would have for you is, besides being the three of the four greatest shooting guards of all time, Michael, Kobe, and Dwayne Wade, do you know what they all have in common?
What's that?
They work with the same trainer, Tim Grover.
Right.
So they did
right.
progressive overload. And you and I both know, JR obviously knows this, when Michael Jordan got his butt whooped by the way the Detroit Pistons were playing him, by consistently knocking him to the ground, he needed to put on that extra muscle mass. You got to give him credit for taking that necessary step to stand up to the Pistons. And by the way, it benefited Kobe, and then it benefited Dwayne Wade. I just think it's ludicrous to say Michael Jordan did anything but go about it the right way in terms of on the basketball court and in the weight room.
No, no, you're misunderstanding. I didn't say he did anything wrong. What I'm saying is, here's something that I still contend. Did any of those drugs have anything to do with his hand-eye coordination?
Well, Robert, we know it did not have to do with his hand-eye coordination. But the drugs helped his ass to even be on the baseball field, Robert.
True. They did. And your points are valid. And again, I wasn't insinuating that Michael did anything wrong. I'm just saying when the person says, well, look how big he got. Well, how about maturity and weight training?
In the case of Barry Bonds, we all know it wasn't because he was 40 and that he was just weight training for 20 years that he all of a sudden got huge, that his head got bigger, that his feet got bigger. There's a whole lot. Hey, Robert, it's not even where there's smoke, there's fire. Barry Bonds admitted to using stuff. They tried to get the guy for perjury. This man cheated. You know that, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay. So that's it. Now I need to take a drink. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about Luka Doncic on the other side. I'll take more of your calls before we roll out. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to say thank you for being on this show and giving me some good content every time I leave my girlfriend's house. Give me some time to chill, relax, and listen to some good sports news.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
No problem. You got it. That's what they pay me. That's what they pay me for. Yeah, just sit down and entertain the people. Have some fun. That's what I do. You should see me leaning back in the studio chair right now. I'm smooth like Snoop Dogg. You hear this in the back? This is smooth music. Yeah, like it's Saturday afternoon. Rolling in my lowrider. The top down. Yeah, easy listening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You know what? There's so much that I wanted to get into tonight, but I won't be able to do it. I won't. There's not enough time. I'm not leaving right now. Don't worry about it. But tomorrow, we're going to do a deeper dive into some of these anonymous reportings from NBA GMs. You know, they always pull these guys before the start of the season. It's kind of crazy that we're now a little more than a week away from the start of the NBA season. We got a lot of GMs who filled out these surveys, and they say, yeah, Luka's going to be MVP. It's almost like, I don't know, Giannis doesn't exist, and Anthony Davis. Well, Anthony Davis, MVP, he got a vote. You got Ja Morant. There's a lot of folks, and so we're going to spend more time on that tomorrow. Of course, I'm going to give you a new top six list. And tomorrow, in honor of Aaron Judge breaking the record tonight, 62 home runs, we're going to talk about some other big records in sports. It took 61 years, for Roger Maris's record to be broken in the American League. We're going to look at some other records that will not be touched. But before we do that, how about this? Hey, let me just give you a teaser. This is what Luka Doncic had to say about being an MVP favorite.
It's amazing, you know, to be an MVP of this league. You know, not a lot of people can say it, but it's a long progress. Hopefully one day I can win it. But let's see, you know, first of all, you got to win it, and then you can talk about like favorites and that stuff.
Yeah, this guy's amazing. He played basketball over the summertime, so it's not like he's going to show up fat and out of shape like last year. Luka Doncic should be no problem, man. He's going to eventually win an MVP. This guy plays basketball and basically averages 30, 10, and 10. And he does it in his sleep. He's not ridiculously athletic. He makes no sense. None. Zip, zero, zilch. We spoke to Tracy McGrady here on the show a couple of months ago, and I asked Tracy, I said, whoa, we got Luka over here. We got Ja Morant over here. What do you think about these guys? And I feel like a basketball smart person now, a smart basketball person. Tracy McGrady and I, we agreed. It's just like you look at Luka, his game is going to age much better. He ain't jumping out the gym. He's slow motion. He does what he wants. He's bigger. Luka is a problem. And so whether or not he wins the MVP this season or the MVP into the future, he got one coming. Let's see what he does. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Ezra's calling from West Virginia. Go ahead, Ezra.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. So I got a couple things that I wanted to talk about. First, you were talking earlier about the Tua situation, and I just wanted to say, you know, like these guys, you know, I really want to see, you know, players get protected and helmets get, you know, upgraded and everything, but also these players, like when they start playing, they, you know, they've seen all these years of people getting concussions and everything. You know, that's kind of what they're signing on to. They already know what's going to happen.
Sure.
You know, so, and also, I mean, there are two like major things that they're getting paid all these millions for. You know, first, they're really talented, and then second, they're taking this risk with their bodies. So, you know, they kind of know what's going to happen. They're signing on to it. So,
so what are you saying? You don't have any empathy for them because they sign on the dotted line?
No, I think, you know, I like,
yeah.
I mean,
what?
I want to see them, you know, stay, not get injured and everything. And I want, you know, the game to become safer. But, you know, the football is not no fun if you know, there's a reason why it's called tackle football. You know,
yeah.
You want to see these big hits and you want to see, you know, guys, I'm a Broncos fan, you know, like Von Miller, see, you know, him do his thing. If he can't do his thing, you know, then, you know, what's the point?
I understand. Well, I think, you know, we touched upon this earlier on in the show. Thank you, Ezra, for calling from West Virginia. The game is going to continue to change. I was disappointed when they got rid of kickoffs. Well, basically got rid of kickoffs because I wanted to see a guy run it out of the end zone and see if he could take it to the house. That's basically been eliminated. How many people are crowing about that's gone? I still think about it. I'm used to it by now, but I still miss what we used to see. And I wouldn't be shocked if we saw more adjustments into the future. I mean, the game has to continue. Everything has to change over time. Everything. You don't change, you get left behind. Simple. Tony calling from Massachusetts. Go ahead, Tony.
What's up, JR?
Go ahead.
What's up? So I'm going to make this quick. So it's official. Aaron Judge is the home run AL king. So can we put that to bed? Because I don't even say it. I just got in the church and I heard somebody talking about Barry Bonds and I go, why is it that we know he cheated? The boy's head was the size of a balloon and we know he cheated, but they always go back to this, does that help his eye? Ain't nobody talking about it. Here's the sad part. Barry Bonds was 5'2". He didn't even have to do all that. He probably could have did that just staying normal. So I got a problem with people calling up, acting like, oh, he aged well. He put on weight. He worked out in the gym. Man, he shot himself up. He made himself stronger. He recovered quicker. And that's how they did it.
Listen,
that's all I got to say, JR.
Hey, there, nothing else to say after that, Tony. He hit the nail on the head there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of recovering quicker, no, I am not insinuating that this man is using anything, but Russell Wilson, dealing with a little bit of a shoulder issue. He just played on Sunday. He's going to play Thursday night against the Indianapolis Colts. And I'll tell you how fast Russell Wilson is recovering. Damn it, you might even hear from Russell Wilson himself. And then I'll talk to you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, first of all, you know, I just want to start off by saying I respect you a lot, and I love your show and everything that you do. So just wanted to say mad love and love everything that you do.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I need to let you know this before I roll out, before I talk to you, before I let you know about Russell Wilson. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. The Defensive Player of the Week is someone who decided to, you know, pretty much make Matthew Stafford's life a living hell. He contributed to 2 sacks out of 7 last night. And that's Nick Bosa. He's also doing it for his brother Joey, who happens to be unfortunately out with a groin injury. Hey, Navy Federal Credit Union. You can learn more, NavyFederal.org. Speaking of injuries, you probably know this. Unfortunately, Russell Wilson isn't having the best of starts as a member of the Denver Broncos. This past Sunday, the Broncos actually lost to the Raiders. The Raiders actually won a football game. They came into Sunday with 0 victories, and they beat the Broncos 32-23. Russell Wilson probably had the best game of his short time now with the Broncos. 237 yards, two touchdowns, a rushing TD. He also came out of there with a busted up shoulder. And they play Thursday night. This is not exactly, not at all, a Tua situation. There's a big difference between a shoulder and a head. But Russell Wilson, knowing that he has to be right back in action Thursday night against the Indianapolis Colts, Russell Wilson is just like, listen, folks, my shoulder is perfectly fine. I'll be out there. Listen.
Doing good, hanging in there. I think you play a competitive game. You get banged up a couple times here and there, but I'm excited. You know, obviously Thursday night. What a special time. What an opportunity for us.
Are you confident you'll be able to play on Thursday?
Yeah, I'm super confident. Yeah.
With somebody who spends so much time preparing every week, how much does a Thursday night game challenge you to get to where you like to be before a game?
Well, I think it's great. You know, I think that when you get to play these Thursday night games, you know, for me, I always try to get a lot of my film, you know, ahead of film on Mondays, you know, and when you play a Thursday night game, I, as soon as I get back on the plane on Sundays, I'm watching that film usually on Sunday night of the next team. So getting prepared that way, Monday all day, Tuesday all day, you know, so I think that the great thing is that every Thursday practice should feel like a game in a way, you know, throughout the regular season. You know, you want to make it that competitive, and I think we do a great job of that. Obviously, you know, you're going to play a different uniform and a great team in the Colts. I think they got a lot of great players. I mean, so many stars in their team, and so it's going to be a great matchup, and we're looking forward to it. Playing in front of our fans, what a great time that's going to be. So it's a special thing.
Okay. All right. Listen. The whole time he's speaking, I'm just like, man.
I am well aware that the clip could have been 50 seconds short. I just want your reaction.
No, I'm just saying to myself. He's like, oh yeah. He's like, my shoulder be fine. And in my head, I'm going, man, somebody should just slap him on the shoulder. Hey, good luck, Russell. You know, that's just me. Anyway, that's going to be an interesting, and when I say an interesting Thursday night football matchup, prepare yourselves because yes, Russell Wilson will be in action. The Denver Broncos have been just flat to start off the season. We're talking 2-2. Nathaniel Hackett is making mistakes all over the place. He needed to hire a guy for clock management. And also, if we want to take a look at the Colts, what exactly is exciting about them? Nothing. Not a damn thing. There's injuries all over the place. How about the latest one? You got Jonathan Taylor. His ankle is busted up. He's telling everybody that he's going to go out there and play. It's just, I don't know. The Broncos have to win this game, and you should just prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves. We're going to have Russell Wilson audio on Thursday's show. It should be a lot of fun. Let's get to some of your calls before I have to roll out. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. JB calling from Houston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how's it going? Matter of fact, speaking of the Colts last night, that's what I was going to start with, your caller talking about Bush with Bill and Aaron Judge hitting his home run tonight, being 99. When I was in high school, I think, in 1999 in Houston, if you know the Jack in the Box scene after hours in Houston, you said you never really been to Dallas. But
I didn't say that. I said I haven't been in Dallas recently. I spend a lot more time in Houston. I've been in Dallas more times than I could probably count.
Well, sorry about that. I'm still new to the show. That's funny that we were there after hours back in 99 and the long lines and people were honking and everything. And the next thing you know, Bushwick Bill jumps out the car and was like, yo, hey, everybody slow their roll. I'm trying to order my food. And we were all like, wait, is that Bushwick Bill, Ghetto Boys? I mean, I'll never forget that.
Legendary, yes. God bless
him. To go back to that, sorry about that, but the other records and everything else is with Severino last night being a Yankees and Astros fan, which lock it in is going to be the championship series again, hopefully, and then hopefully a Houston rematch with Atlanta. But why are these guys keep pulling these pitchers out and let them get one hit and then pull them out? Stop pulling them out and taking away a life chance, you know, from these people to have a chance at a no-hitter.
Well, a lot of that is well, I mean, at this point of the season, it's like, what do we have more to gain? In the case of Severino, he was hurt basically for two consecutive years. The other element in a larger scheme, you know, these pitchers are making tons of money. I'm just going through my head of all the pitchers. These guys are fragile.
Verlander, too. I mean, you know, he's been injured and old. Yes. You know, you're not taking Nolan Ryan out the game even at 40 years old if he's got a...
The game is different now. The money invested into these guys is different. I mean, here you have Jacob deGrom, who for two consecutive years is just like, hey, I got Cy Youngs for you. I mean, last year he had an ERA of basically one, which is unfathomable. And then he gets hurt. He misses an entire calendar year playing baseball. And so it's like, what are we going to do? Just have him go out there and go balls to the wall? The answer is no. You got Scherzer, who's still one of the best pitchers. So, man, you got to baby these guys. Listen, I love it like the next dude. I wish we had nine-inning games from starters, eight innings, seven innings. You get a guy out there to get a hold, and another guy picks up the save. But it's not what it is. I understand what you're saying, but I also understand the logic regardless of how much I dislike it. I'm with you. I actually hate it. I accept it, though. Alex is here from Atlanta. Alex is not here from Atlanta. Ron is calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing? Love your show.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Look, I've been a Braves fan forever. I started watching them when I was living in Atlanta in the late 70s and early 80s. It's so funny that I used to be able to go there and pay $6 and go in and sit anywhere I wanted to, even two rows behind Ted Turner, and the ushers wouldn't say a thing. But it's so much fun watching them now because they're so much of a better team. And just wanted to say, hey.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, hey to me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice of you, man. Oh, thank you, Ron. Hi to you, too. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for letting me talk on your show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ron, for calling from North Carolina. You call me back anytime. That's That was such a nice thing. I just wanted to call and say, hey. You know who called? Hey, Shep, you want to know who called me today to say, hey?
Richard Sherman?
No. Nobody. Until him. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. No, I haven't spoken to Richard. No. Who's this? Robert is calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Robert?
Hi, man. How you doing, JR?
Oh, Robert. Man, you got yourself. Well, thank you, Robert. Do you have me on speaker?
No, I got no, I don't. I don't. I don't. Do I need this? Hold on.
I think
how
you
long
do.
They are. I'm
at
sorry.
The end of the show, Robert. I don't have time
I
for
know.
This.
I know. I'm holding your whole show up.
No, but how the show is almost done. Oh, my God. Chris from Maryland, you have 30 seconds to absolutely kill it quickly.
Oh, man, okay, because nightly nuptial talk. Yeah, how could you say you made me laugh when you asked what was wrong with that man's sister? That was
Whoa.
So funny. How could you say such a thing? But anyway, hey, this whole show tonight would have been about Aaron Judge if not for those steroid guys, and that's the shame. That's the damage they did, and that's why they deserve the place they're in, and they should, Barry Bonds and all of them should start making amends. Thanks for having me. Just wanted to say hey, JR. Thanks.
Oh, thank you. Somebody else called to say hey to me. Thank you, Chris, for calling from Maryland.
He just did it because the other guy did it, you know.
Well, he did. He wanted to say hi. Monkey see, monkey do. He just wanted to say hi. I would have loved to talk to the other guy, but I'm like, hey, do you have me on speaker? He's like, no. I'm like, so why do you sound like you're miles away from your phone? I'm like, let me fix something real quick. Okay. It's like, come on, man. It's the end of the show, bruh. The music is getting ready to come on in a second. I'm going to have to shut up. Amy Lawrence is going to come on. She's going to take you the rest of the way. It's absolutely amazing. And me, I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you miss me, you can find me at JR Sport Brief. Talk about some of these NBA MVP people. Give you a new top six list. I'm just here to have fun. It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you, Shep, for an amazing night. I told you this. I'll tell you again. Amy Lawrence, she's coming up next. Be well.
Some fans gear up for game day, but some fans follow their team every day. That's why the Locked On Podcast Network has a daily podcast for your favorite MLB team. Every trade, every overtime win, every game. Our local experts cover the biggest stories around your team every day. Search Locked On plus your favorite MLB team on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. The Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.